Well, John Allen is the senior correspondent for the US-based National Catholic Reporter. He spoke to us earlier about points of convergence between the Pope and the Obama administration.
This meeting is particularly important, of course, because it's the we are still at the initial stages of a new administration in the United States. An administration that seems full of promise in so many ways from a Catholic point of view on issues of economic justice, many of the same issues the Holy Father just raised in his encyclical Caritas in Veritate. Promise in terms of international relations, particularly a new opening to the Islamic world. Much of what President Obama said in his June 4th speech in Cairo picked up upon points that the Holy Father himself made when he was in the Holy Land in late May. But an administration that is also very challenging from a Catholic point of view on a whole range of other issues, particularly, of course, the life issues. And so precisely because there is so much promise and so much peril in some ways about this administration, I think this meeting takes on a kind of special significance.
What do you see as points of convergence or cooperation that can possibly be a fruit of this meeting with the Holy Father?
In terms of areas where there do seem to be a kind of meeting of minds, two that probably would be most topical. One would be the whole area of economic justice, trying to make sure that the restructuring of the global economy in the wake of the current crisis isn't just a matter of kind of technical quick fixes, but involves a kind of deep rethinking of the premises of economic life to make sure that the economy serves the welfare of the whole human community, and in particular, of course, the welfare of the poor and the vulnerable. I think another area would be trying to open a new chapter in the relationship between the West and the Islamic world. This is, in many ways, has become Benedict XVI's most important interfaith priority. While he was in Jordan, he talked about trying to put together what he called an alliance of civilizations between Islam and the West. And I think he clearly recognizes that in order to do that, some aspects of Western foreign policy, and particularly American foreign policy, have to change. And in some of the things that President Obama has either done or promised to do in that regard, I think strike the Vatican as quite promising.